Hello? Yes, sir. Ron Davis. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
The line got disconnected. You press the home button. You press the home button. Do you receive any message, sir? You're from the Commonwealth. We have started the security onto your mobile phone. You got a message. Like, never share this code to anybody. Can you see that? Okay, you press the home button first. You press the home button.
What do you mean the home button?
The black button from the bottom, the black button.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you open the text message. Can you open the text message? You got a security message, a cancellation message. Can you see that? Never share, never tell this code.
Yes, including comments. Yeah.
This is the security message. If you want, you can write it down in a piece of paper. We have started the security to just cancel those transactions. So you can write it down. You can write it down.
Yes, I've got it written down.
Okay. And please do, and remember one thing, you're not going to share this code to anybody. It's very credential. Okay. This is your information.
Right.
Yeah. So you press the home button, the black button from the bottom, one more time.
Yes.
Do you got the card, another card with you? Do you got the another card?
Yes.
Okay. So you open up the camera. You open up the camera.
Yes.
Once you open up the camera, you put the card, different card on the table, on the solid place, like on the white or on the solid place.
Yes.
Yeah. And remember, and can you just tell me, is the card is covered? The card is covered?
Yes.
Okay, the card is covered. All right, you just simply take out the card. And the first card, just tell me, the first card which you have just simply scanned, which is the normal card, which you normally use, it's a debit card, correct? Not this one, the previous one.
Yes.
Yeah, that is the debit card, correct?
Well, it's the card I always use.
Yeah, the card which you already always use, it's a debit card, all right. Now you just simply take out the credit card. Credit card.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now once you take out the card, you just do not shake your hand. Do not shake your hand. Okay. Now.
Yeah.
The scanning has been started. Now you just flip the card. Now flip the card, look at the back side. Now once you flip up the card, all right, you just simply press the home button. Press the home button. Press the home button. Okay. Now, first of all, I need to just check the security onto your things, onto the card, so that it will be, we will get to know it will be active or not. Okay, so just give me a moment. You can see there will be an Commonwealth application we have just simply started or activated onto your mobile phone. You just look onto your mobile phone, there will be the Commonwealth application.
Yes,
like a form bank app. Open that.
Yes.
Yeah. So let me just check some of the security things. Now, let me just check whether we put the security on the card. Now, once we put this security scanning, you are going to see the card picture has been coming up in front of you, sir. So that everything will be protected and everything will be under the security surveillance. Now, wait, it will be coming up. Now, can you see the card has been coming up?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So you can see the card has been coming up. Just give me a moment. Now, you just match all the details has been coming up correct or not?
Yes, that's come up with correctly.
And it's a debit card, right? It's a debit card.
Yes.
Okay. Now you are going to see the second picture, which is a credit card.
Yes.
Yes. Now you just see all the details has been correct or not. All the details has been correct or not.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That means it has been correct. All right. So let me just check the security. Let me just check. Is the security has been activated on the card? So be with me. So can you see in stores, each and everything has been there. It has been allowed.
Yes.
Everything has been there.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is the thing. We have started, we have allowed all the permissions. So we need to just check the different card, whether it has been allowed or not. Let me just check. Whether it has been activated or not, so that the security will be activated. Now we have activated the security on your card first. So you just be with me. Just give me a moment. Now we have just simply started the security. Okay. Now in the meantime, we have just logged out the security, and please do not compromise this application. This is the security application. Okay. You did not need to compromise this application to anybody. All right. This is very important. You press the home button. You press the home button. And you need to just be with me for a while. Press the square button and be with me for a while. Okay. So that I just simply, once I got the confirmation, so that we can cancel all the platform one by one for you. Okay. Where your details has been used. Understand?
Right.
Yeah, in the meantime, you can take a glass of water, sir.
Thank you.
You can take a glass of water, you can take a cup of tea for you, but please be in front of the mobile phone. If I need you, then I'll tell you, okay? And do not hang up
the phone.
Yeah, be with me.
Well, I can use your phone, can you think?
You just be with me for a while, okay, sir? I'm just looking onto the securities to make it cancel.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you talking to somebody? Are you talking to me?
Talking to my wife, yes.
You're talking to your wife, all right.
but that's fine. That's fine, thanks.
थोड़ा जल्द Oh, yeah. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, certainly.
At any point of time, if you have any questions onto your mind, you can tell me. And most probably within 1 or 2 minutes, you are going to receive an email from the department, okay, where everything will be mentioned.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'll let you know once the email will be coming up. So you be with me. You take a sip of your tea or coffee and just give me some time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, you come in front of the computer and open up your email. You open up your email and check, do you receive any email onto your computer from the NCA department or not?
Yes,
on the computer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And once you receive any email, please do let me know. Check. Open the crime department email. Just read the email for me.
We're hereby, I want to inform you that we have found some unwanted IP addresses connected with your network from foreign location. We have put the firewall security here.
Yeah. So you have received the email, right?
Yes.
You have received the email. Yeah, that is the thing. Because we have found some foreign IP address connected to your IP address, and that's why we have started the firewall security. So whenever we are just going to cancel those platforms, whenever we are just going to catch those people, it will be coming up the email from the server to you, all right? Regarding the protection. Okay. Yeah. So you just close the email. You close the email.
Yes.
Close up email. And let me, you close the email already. Now, can you see? You also get the notice email from the bank because we have started the security onto your mobile phone. Can you see that? Your Samsung phone is now registered to the Commonwealth app.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you are using the Samsung phone, so we have just recognized the device and it has been registered so that in any other device, if somebody is trying to use your online banking, they are not being able. Okay. It will be going to be detected, like the security is going to be activated and we are just going to deceive the people. Understand?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Because your devices, you need to understand what happened. Sometimes the people are very smart. They try to register your information in the various device through the various platform. Okay. So once we just simply verify your device, apart from you, nobody can use your information in their own device. Understand? That's why you got the mail that your app, your Samsung phone has been registered. It has been verified now. Okay. So you close the... Yeah, you close up the email. You close the email. Now let me start. Yeah, let me start the anti-malicious security scanning onto your computer, which help you to remove all the infections from the computer. Okay, just be with me.
Yeah.
Which help you to just simply remove the things. And if you can see any graphical scanning will be coming up, please do let me know. Can you see any scanning has been coming up?
Yes.
Yeah, we put the security. To the Wi-Fi, we are putting the security on the Wi-Fi. So please leave the computer as it is. Okay, leave the computer as it is. And if you want, you can eat something and give me a few minutes so that I can detect all the people and I can catch all the people properly. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, sir. And normally within 2 or 3 business days, your funds, which has been getting charged, it will be refunded to your account, okay? Once we cancel the platform, we will just catch all the 7 hackers inside your account. We will cancel all the things and your refund for $299 are going to be credited to your account within 2 working days. Like today is Friday, most probably on Monday, your funds will be coming back to your account. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'll let you know what is the fund, what is the amount of the fund, because you are just helping us. So you are going to receive and compensation for at least $117 from the department, including with your charges. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you be with me for a while, sir. You'll be with me. Yeah.
Thank you.
You be with me, sir. If you want to eat something, you can eat. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir. Out of the 7 hackers, we have just simply catched 2 foreign hackers. One of the hackers are belonging to Mountain View, California, which is in US, and the second will be from the New York City. Okay. So whatever the details we have found from the hackers, we are just simply going to cancel it.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. And do you have any driver's license with you, sir? Because once we cancel all the platform, we are going to upload it so that in future you are not going to face any trouble.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have the driver's license, correct?
Yes, I do have a driver's license.
You do have a driver's license. All right, no problem, sir. So let me, can you just carry the driver's license with you and come in front of the mobile phone?
Yeah. Why are you gathering all this material?
No. You are not, don't be get confused. You are not giving it to me because your information has been used in the various platform. So once we are just going to create a security wallet for you, we are going to upload it to the government website so that in future, if anybody try to steal your information and try to misuse it, they are not going to be use it. They're not going to be misusing it, correct? Because it's already submitted to the government. Understand? To the federal government of Australia.
Oh,
you got it? Yeah. You are not giving it to me. We are not authorized to ask you any of your details. Did I ask you to give me your card number or your account number? I have verified the details from my end, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why you have received the email either, sir. You have got the confirmation email. So don't be get confused, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, so just be with me. So just give me a moment.
Yes.
Yeah. So let me just create the wallet for you and let me just help you to verify it. You open up the Play Store. You open up the Play Store.
Right. Just a moment.
Onto your mobile phone. You open up the Play Store.
I have to.
Okay, wait. You did not need to touch anything. You did not need to touch anything. Leave the mobile phone. Yeah. Let the server will help you, sir. Okay, let the server will help you. And we have found one platform where your details has been misused. We need to cancel it. All right.
Right.
Which is known as Bitcoin.com. We need to just cancel it, sir. And then we are just going to help you to send your charges to your account directly. So just give me a moment.
Let me just check.
And how old the mobile phone is, sir? How old the mobile phone is? How old the mobile phone is?
How old? It must be about 8 years, I think. 7 or 8 years.
Okay, 8 years. So you press the home button. You press the home button. You press the the square, the black button from the bottom, home button. Now open up the camera. You open up the camera.
Yes.
Yeah. And you got the driver's license with you so that you can scan the driver's license properly?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you scan it properly?
Yes.
Okay. Now once you scan it, you just simply do one thing. You just simply flip the card. Flip the card.
Yeah.
Now once you flip the card, now scan it properly, sir. Just give me a moment. Yeah, now you scan it properly.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
So you go to your home screen. You go to your home screen.
You go to your home screen.
Yeah. Sorry?
Yeah, you be with me, sir. Okay, you be with me so that I can help you. Yeah. Let me just verify the details. Yeah, you wait for a second. And you open the Play Store one more time.
Sorry, open the...
Yeah, can you see Bitcoin.com wallet has been coming up?
Yes.
Yeah, just give me a moment. Now, let me just help you. To just cancel, first we are going to protect the funds, protect the charges. And then we are going to just cancel it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. No. Can you see the lock sign, the purse? It will be protected your card. It will be protected your phone.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Now where you, can you see the orange? Can you see the orange one, My BTC wallet? So we are creating the wallet by under your name. It will be coming up under your information. So put your full name there, sir. Put your full name.
What is this actually?
Yeah, why you're getting confused again. Once we are just going to cancel the charges, we need to refund you the fund, correct? So we are creating the wallet where you got the funds and you can transfer it to your account directly. Understand?
Yeah, there's been a lot of warning about using Bitcoin.
Yes, but you are not using it. Those people are using that and that's why we are just cancelling those things. You are not using it. I'm not telling you to use it. Once we cancel the charge, once your funds will be available, we can send it to your bank directly and then we can uninstall the app. You got my point?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So don't be get confused. All right. So you put put your full name? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because somebody has already used that platform to just simply steal your funds, to just simply use those charges. So what we need to do, we need to just verify your identity so that we can cancel the charge and we can submit it to the government and they are going to return the funds to your Bitcoin wallet and from that wallet you can transfer it to your Commonwealth. Understand?
Thank you.
Yeah, so you be with me.
I'll put my name in.
Yeah, you have put your name in. Now just wait for a second. No. And can you see your name and under the name there will be USD 0.00?
Yes, right.
No, once we cancel the charges, the amount will be added there. Where you see 0.00, it will be added there.
Yes. Okay.
It will be converted to AOD your funds. All right. So just give me a moment, sir. Let me just help you. First, there will be three verification needed. It will be verify your email. It will be verify your identity and it will be verify yourself. Now wait for a second. The first charges, we are just going to cancel the charges in the particular way. The first charges is about for 990. We are just going to cancel it.
Right.
Yeah. And once we're going to cancel that 990, it will be going to add to your wallet. Wait for a second. Now just wait for a second. Now it will be asking you to verify your email. So put your email there, put your email so that you will got the verification code every time. You got the confirmation there. You put your email. So once the amount will be going to credited, you are going to receive the email that your funds has been saved, it will be credited to your account. You done?
Yes.
Now look onto the computer, sir. Go to your computer. You open up the email, got a 6-digit code, the verification code, to verify your email. Go to your computer and open up the email onto the computer. You check on the computer, you got a code onto your email. Open up your email. And check, do you got any verification code?
Hang on, this stuff. Yes.
Yeah. Can you see the code? You can write down the code in a piece of paper.
Right.
And check the code is correct or not.
Yes.
So you just write down the code in a piece of paper. That is the verification code. So once we cancel the charges, you are going to receive the email from the bitcoin.com that your wallet is credited by $990 or $1,000. That is the same thing. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Now it will be asking you to verify your basic details. Put your basic details there. Fill up your details. And do not make any mistake. I can verify all of your details by my own, which you need to put there. Put your first name. Oh, wait. Don't make any mistake. Wait. Okay, leave that. Okay, leave that. Let the server help you. You just verify, you just check it by your own. Okay. Do not touch the mobile phone. Can you see your name there?
Yes.
Yeah. You just, whatever the details will came up, you need to just check it by your own, but do not touch the mobile phone. Otherwise, it will be going back one more time. And your, can you see that your internet is working very slow? It is working very, very slow. Yeah. Now we are going to correct the amount. If the amount has been blank there, be with me. Now it will be asking you to verify your details. So the details will be coming up automatically. The server will help you. You need to match it if it is correct or not. Okay. If any mistake will be there, just do let me know. check your details has been correct?
That's it, yes.
Okay, lovely. Now, this time it will be verifying your address.
Yes.
Yeah. The address is correct or it is wrong?
No, it's an old one.
The old one, which has been onto your driver's license. You need to put the same address, which is onto the driver's license. Okay.
Oh yes, it's on the front of the driver's license. Yes.
Yeah. So that it, because you are going to verify your driver's license, that is the reason it will be asking to verify your that.
Yes.
That. Yes. And the postcode will be 5057, correct? 5075.
Yes.
Okay. And the city will be, sir?
That's right.
The city will be Danlan Court?
That's right.
It is correct, correct? The details are
correct.
Yeah. Now wait for a second. Okay, now this time it will be asking you onto which card you are going to get your refund, okay? So wait for a second, I'm just confirming you that. And you need to just check whether the card is correct or not. Check the card, sir. It is correct. Onto which you are going to get your refund?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Check the expiry, each and everything.
That's right.
Yes, everything is correct.
Yes.
Okay, lovely. And the address is correct?
That's the old address, yes.
Yeah. Now wait. Now can you see it will be asking you to verify your identity. Identity verification required.
Yes.
Yes. Now this time it will be verify your identity like the driver's license and your current picture so that they will recognize yourself that you are not the people. Now can you see the security has been coming up. Your browser is out of date. Now wait. We have selected the driver's license because you have the driver's license. Now can you see the instructions? Take the photo of your driver's license. The photo should be bright and clear and all the four corners of the document should be visible. Can you see that?
Yes, yes.
Yes. So you need to put the driver's license on the solid place. Right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And focus the camera on the driver's license and remember all the four corners. Make the card straight. First you straight the card, sir. Oh, do not touch the mobile phone. Yeah. You just flip the card, you make it straight. Yeah, now wait. Yeah, do not shake your hand. Do not shake your hand too much. Now wait for a second. Now wait, you do not touch anything. It will be checking the picture quality of your card. Okay, the picture quality is perfect. Now wait for a second. Now it will be going to be uploaded, the picture quality. Now wait. Now can you see the front side of the picture is going to be uploaded?
Yes.
Yeah. So that the account is going to be verified. Your information is going to be verified. Now wait for a second. Yeah, it has been uploaded. Now wait, we need to upload the back side of the picture, okay? You flip the card. Yeah, you flip the card.
Yeah.
The driver's license. You flip the card. Yeah, now please do not shake your hand too much. It will be coming up. Okay. Wait, wait. You just move your camera. Wait, yeah, it has been keyed up. Yeah. And that is the new address, right? Which has been at the back side. Okay, no problem. No problem. Just give me a moment. It will be uploading. Be with me for a second. And this time it will be just asking you to verify yourself, all right, the face recognition, so that it will be detected your face and they are just going to help you to provide you the security. Now can you see? Face the camera, ensure the face within the circle and the frame, and it will be slowly turned around the way it has been showing you. Now wait. It will be coming up. And if you have wear any glasses, you just remove your glasses. Now wait for a second. Yeah. Now do one thing, position your face inside the frame. Fit your face inside the frame. Fit your face inside the four corners and do not shake it. Do not shake your head. Come closer. Fit your full face inside the four corners. When the corners are been gray, green, you follow the instructions. You follow the instructions, sir. Position your face to fit the frame. Your face is little bit outside the frame. Oh, hold still. Hold on. Follow the instructions. Hold on. It will be coming up. Hold on. Open your eyes. Blink your eyes properly. Open your eyes. Yeah. Hold still. Yeah. Now wait. Now rotate your face. Move your face. Move your head in a circular motion. Whole head in the circular motion. Upside, downside. Make the whole circle green. Make the whole circle green. From left to right, from right to left, top to bottom, bottom to top. Rotate your face from left side to right side, sir. From left side to right side now. Yeah, make the whole circle green. Rotate it, sir. Rotate it. You are moving your head, but you are not rotating it. Rotate your neck. Rotate your face. Rotate your head. Move your head in the circular motion, in the round motion. Yeah. Make the whole box green. Little bit. Yeah. Make it green. From your left side to your right side. Move your head from your left side to your right side. Now wait, it will be processing. Wait. It has been accepted. Wait for a second, sir. Now wait. Can you see your face scan has been successful?
Yes.
Yeah, now wait for a second. Can you see your verification is in progress? It will be take some time to progress. Now, once your verification will be completed, we can go ahead and cancel it and we can just return the phones to you. You got my point? Once the identity will be verified, we will help you to cancel the charges and it will be added to your account so that we can just send it back to you. Understand?
Thank you.
Now, it's normally it will take 60 seconds. Can you see? It will take 60 seconds to verify your verification. Once the verification will be completed, it will be sending you the email. So be with me. You be with me, sir. You want to take a glass of water for you? Yeah. Because it is showing you this is taking longer than expected, like near about 2 or 3 minutes. Can you see verification has been completed, sir? It has been complete. The verification has been completed. Lovely. Then due to the network, wait for a second. Now just wait for a second. Now let me just check. Oh, do not touch anything, sir. Do not touch your mobile phone, please. Otherwise, it will be getting cancelled. Check it. Just wait now. Look onto your computer. Can you see your identity has been verified onto your your computer?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. So be with me, sir. Give me a moment because your internet is working slow. Yeah, and leave the computer as it is because the scanning is running.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you be with me. Let me just help you. Our team has been notified. No way. Now wait. We have changed the amount, the cancellation amount. You just simply do one thing, you close. Wait. We need to close the application and then we need to open it one more time. Now, what you can see on the mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay, just give me a moment. Just give me Give me a moment. Oops, something wrong. Our team has been notified. Now wait for a second, sir. Actually, what happened? Due to your bad network, the account has been verified. Okay, due to the bad network, it will be just taking some time. So you give me a moment. Do not touch the computer. Okay, do not touch the computer, not the mobile phone. You be with me. And what's your middle name, sir? Can you just confirm your middle name?
I-A-N.
I-A-N, Ian, all right.
Ian.
Now it will be showing you there will be some problem, no problem. You press the home button, you press the home button. You simply press the home button. The black button from your mobile phone, yeah. And just give me a moment. You be with me for a while. Let me just help you to just check the security and cancel it. And in the meantime, you be with me. Once we cancel the charges, it will be coming up to your account within like by Monday, most probably by Monday. All right.
Right.
Yeah. And once we put the security, please do not discuss these things to anybody, because we don't want again and again your account is going to be just simply like hacked by those people. Okay.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you be with me. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so you be with me, sir. Or just canceling the first charge. Let me just check. Be Do not touch your computer, sir. Do not touch your computer.
What are these names and addresses you're putting up there?
These are the address which we have found. Those people have simply used. Okay, that is the reason. We are just checking those details. You just do one thing, you log into your bank from your computer. So you log into your bank from the computer. You log into your bank. Once you log in, please do let me know.
Yes.
Yeah, press on login.
Yeah.
Click on Net Bank Logon. Press on that, Net Bank Logon. Now put your ID password and then log on.
Why am I logging on to this?
You need to log into your account because we have found the hackers have simply logged your account, and that is the reason why you are getting confused and again. I'm not understanding why you are getting confused here.
I'm getting confused because you seem to be asking a lot of very...
Like what? Did you send... No. What did you send me any of your information? Did I told you, send me the information through your email? Did you send me any of the details?
No.
Then why you're getting confused?
Well, why am I logging on to the bank now?
Because we have got the notifications that those hackers have logged your account, and that's why you need to log into your account and check whether you can log into it or not. What you can see now?
You are unable to log on to NetBank at this time.
Yes, because the hackers who are inside your account, they have logged your account. Can you see that? They have logged your account.
And it says find out more or call us on 13.
Yeah, you need to call on that number. You need to call on that number. But listen to me, try to understand the whole scenario. The hackers have been active inside your account. So they have logged your account. So you need to call on that number. You need to tell them that I was trying to log into my account and somehow my account is getting logged. Can you just unlock my account? They will be asking you some of the security questions that whether somebody has guided you to do this or to do that. If you're going to tell them anything related to the security, they are not going to unblock your account. They're going to block your card. They're going to block your account, each and everything. You got my point. And we are not able to catch those people.
Thank you.
What? Thank you, sir. You want to lock your card? You want to lock your bank?
No.
Yes. So that's why you need to tell them, no, nobody has guided me. Nobody has done with me. Nobody, I'm not talking to anybody. You need to tell whatever they will ask you, you need to tell them, no, I have not, no, nobody has guided me. I am trying to do my own and somehow my account is getting locked. You just unlock my account so that I can use it. Understand?
Thank you, yes.
Yeah. But if you're, they will ask you that if somebody has guided you to just do this, to do that, or somebody has just told you to do this or to do that, you have got the call from the bank. You just receive the call and just tell them unlock your account. You just receive the call. Yeah. And do not tell them about any security. Okay. Yeah. You got my point?
Yes.
Yeah. So you hang up our call. You need to call them right back. You need to call them right back. The call number which you have coming up. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Once it will be unlocked, then we will be able to catch those people. Understand?
Thank you.
Yeah.